All right, go ahead. What are we doing? The Wheel of Fate.
The Wheel of Fate, right.
I'll spin it.
For every $500.
I'll spin it now. Want to hear it spin?
Okay, go ahead and spin it. It's a Wheel of Fate that has 24 slices of the pie on it. And
right.
Every slice, there's a different stunt.
Well, there's something, there's a different, a little
penalty.
Mini,
yeah.
A little penalty that you or I will have to endure.
Things like sticking your head in a toilet bowl.
No, sticking your head in a toilet bowl.
No, it depends on...
Well, people can choose.
Right.
People when they pledge, they can choose who will spin. The spinner suffers.
Right.
Are we close to 500?
We are at 500.
Oh, no. Okay. Who was the high pledger in this batch?
This person from Athens, Georgia.
Hold on, and let me cross my fingers before I ask the next question. Hold on.
Hold on. It is now time to spin the Wheel of Fate.
And who will be spinning, you or me?
You will be spinning.
No, is that what she said, really?
Yes.
Is that what she really said?
That is really what she said. She said, spin, Andy, spin. That's what I just told you.
And by Andy, she meant me?
She pledged a mouse pledge in full.
You couldn't read her name, but you were sure it said Andy in Spin Andy Spin.
That was written very clearly. The name, not so much.
What if it comes up toilet? I don't want to spin.
You must spin. 800-989.
I just don't want to.
Exactly. That's why
what
it
if
works.
It comes up toilet?
What if it comes up $100? What's another $100 to you?
That's bad, too. Wait, what?
Come
let me
on.
Just, wait, hold on, Ken. Let me just pick one and hope for it. I just want to just pick one
okay.
And focus
pick
on it.
Pick one and hope for it. And you can watch Andy
oh,
spin.
Oh, God.
You can watch
look
Andy spin and perform the stunt live on the webcam.
Look at what my life has come to. I'm now hoping that my finger will be put in a mousetrap. That's what it's come to.
Fantastic. I got the mousetrap right here. 800-989-9368.
Are you sure she said me? Will somebody call and pledge and make Ken spin? All right, here I go.
Come on, spin. And the Wheel of Fate's going round and
I
round.
I can't look.
Wherever it lands, there's a horrible stunt that Andy will need to perform.
This is horrible.
You can watch it live on the
you
webcam.
Know, I didn't really appreciate it.
It's coming up.
Oh, God.
It's on. Oh! It's on $100. Let's see.
Or is it on? What is it on? Don't touch it, Ken. Is it on $100?
It is actually right between $100 and root beer.
So it's my choice?
I would say that's your choice. You can either have
is
me
it
open.
Is it really right between?
It really is right between. Well, anybody...
Wait, let's get a judge. Let's get who's the guy that gave us the beard, the hippie.
Max can judge.
Max,
do you agree it's right between?
No, Max, you
it
no,
really
don't
is.
Don't lead the witness.
It is smack dab between. It's caught right on the.
It's caught right it's between caught $100 right and a root beer.
Okay,
so Andy, you're in luck. You can choose.
Should I choose or spin again? I think
spin
we spin again.
I think you spin again. Okay.
Has that ever happened before?
No, I've never
is
seen
it. Is that
it.
Like a coin landing on its edge?
Yeah, I've never seen it land right in between like that.
I don't know which of those I would. Oh, wait, root beer. No.
Whirly!
No, it's right on the
whirly!
Tip again. No, it's on. It's on the
whirly!
Tip. That is right on the tip again.
Whirly!
No, it's a spin again.
No, it's not.
It is.
Whirly.
It's not. It's right on the tip.
It's right at Whirly. What are you talking about? People can see it right on the webcam.
Oh, no, they can.
Yeah, they can.
Oh, damn the webcam. So Whirly.
All right.
So I get to flush you in the toilet?
No. I get to flush. You stick your head in the toilet and I flush. And that's
oh,
why
this is a nightmare.
That's what the towels are right there for.
Well, how do we do this? What do we put on music and do this?
That's a good idea. That's an excellent idea. I'm going to put on a little bit of background music here.
Well, we're going into the bathroom now to do this?
We are.
What the hell has happened to my life?
And yeah, we're over there. Okay.
What the heck?
Come on, let's run in the bathroom. 800-989.
How did this happen?
800.
How did this happen so fast?
This was your employee who came up with this idea.
You mean my ex-employee? I have a phone call to make later.
Maybe you don't treat him so well.
Apparently not.
800-989-9368. We got to get this out of the way to get to the next stunt. Come on.
How did this happen?
Let's
I'm just
go.
My head is reeling.
To the bathroom.
I can't.
Yes. Here we are in the bathroom, and Andy's about to come in for his whirly. Andy, this is the bathroom. As you see, it's...
How do you know it's called a whirly? What? How did? Where did that come from that has a name?
Summer camp. You might want to take your shirt off. Oh, you forgot to bring towels. You don't even... No. Somebody go get Andy a towel.
I need a clean t-shirt. They're in the studio. And I need a clean t-shirt. And I need a complete, and somebody while you're out there, I need a new co-host, a different co-host, someone other than this man.
You act like you've never had a whirly before.
I was always the tormentor at summer camp.
800-989-9368 is the phone number. This is how it works. Every $500, Andy spins the wheel of fate, and the high bidder during each $500 round determines who spins. Like there's any question who people are going to choose. 800-989-9368.
Joel, I just want to strangle you. Why are you enjoying this? You're like one of my best friends. I'm just, my world makes no sense. It really does. I'm so successful.
Come on. You want me to hold you? I'll hold your glasses. Here you go.
No! My glasses will be held by my friends.
I want you to know that
And I have to do it without cursing?
Yes, you have to.
Oh!
800-989-9368 for the next spin.
All right, let's just do this.
Yes, let's get it over with.
Oh, my God. This happened. My daughter's watching. Julie, I'm sorry. Beth, turn off the damn monitor. No. Is this really good? Does this have to be on the web?
We are not on the webcam right now.
Okay. Do I have to put my face in there?
Part of your head has to touch the water.
Oh, for the love of God. I have a hit show on TV. Okay,
Let's do it.
Anyway, does the water come up when you flush
no!
it?
Get it down there!
Ow, for the love of God!
Okay, yay! The towel!
For the love of God!
All right, one whirly down.
Oh, God! Okay, gotta wash up here. I think you go back. Oh, my God! Oh, God! What if I get...
All right, we're back in the studio now. Andy has endured his whirly. Let's explain while he washes up here, and we can still hear him in the bathroom washing up, how this works again. We have a wheel of fate, 24 slices of the pie on the wheel of fate, each one with a different punishment for either me or Andy. Every $500 we hit, we spin the wheel. The high pledge during each $500 round determines who spins.
All right, just so I get this in, just so I can get my head around this. Are you saying there's a chance I have to do that again?
Yes, if we reach another $500.
And I spin and it comes up on Whirly?
Yes, you might have to do it again.
I'm asking people. I'm begging people. I've had my head in the toilet.
Yes.
I've done it. I've paid my dues.
Mm-hmm.
For the love of God, have the phone monkey put a K on that card for Ken.
It would have to say Ken should spin.
Ken should spin.
Yeah.
Come on, drink from my shoe.
800-989-9368 is the phone number.
Yes! Oh. Yes! 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 Wait, first off, I'd like to thank everyone who was praying with me, who was there on their knees. I want to thank you all, brothers and sisters. It's a wonderful moment. It's the dream come true. We're going to need some water. Would you like some bottled water, Ken, so the water itself will be cleaner?
Some sparkling
water. Whatever you want, my friend. May I recommend that, sir, from my shoe?
Any kind of...
or left shoe, my friend. Right or left shoe?
Are you right-handed?
Dealer's choice. I am right-handed.
I want your left shoe,
here
please.
Here it is. May we get a bottle of water? I'm going to cry. I've never been
happier.
Somebody
can get a cup of water from
the
bathroom.
No, a bottle of water. I will let my shoe get as wet as you want.
800.
Okay, here it is. Here's my shoe, and here's some water. Do we have water?
No, somebody's bringing the water.
Every
another $500, and we spin the wheel. Make sure that you say spin and
no, no,
spin.
No. Now that you know how much fun it is to torture Ken, it's something I've known. It's kind of like been my little private secret.
Give me your damn left shoe.
Now you know. Where's the water?
Right here. I got the water. Give me your damn left shoe.
I want to see. Can we get a close-up of this?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's make sure the webcam, are you in focus? Are you nice and tight? Is there any way to put this on the homepage as our picture on the homepage? There's my left shoe. Enjoy it. Oh, yeah. Sweet. Hold on. I got to really make sure he drinks. Can we really get in close? Oh, look at the. That was. Ken, why couldn't. I couldn't believe you didn't jump out the window. Why did you do that? Don't you have any pride? How could you do that?
You put your head in the toilet.
You should have, like, shot your way out of here. You should have, like, ran to Brazil and never come back.
Please. Somewhere there's... Please make Andy spin again.
Wait. In theory, you could have to drink from my right shoe before we're done. Oh, I recommend my right shoe, folks. I've had a wart on my right foot for months. That's the shoe. This is sweet as pie. I just can't look. I'm dreading everything. Let's just get this over with.
Oh, it's looking good. It's looking at smelt.
Oh, God.
Yes, it's
smelt. Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, can somebody get me a paper plate or something?
I'm going to need some water. I'm going to need something to wash it down. Oh, God. I've gone my whole life without eating
fish.
Actually,
what would you like?
I don't know.
Because I think I have sprats.
Oh,
yes,
God.
I have sprats.
I'm going to be sick all night.
And I have squid.
Oh, your choice.
I think the sprats are easier to open.
Fine.
Can somebody get me something so Andy can...
Wait a minute. So I could be eating smelt all night. It could just keep coming up smelt.
It's quite possible. Yes. Can I get at least paper towels or something? Somebody bring me in some paper
towels. And I'm going to need something to throw up into. Jeff, could you just stand next to me and cup your hands, please, son?
Here you go, Jeff, if you would bring that over to
me. Oh, no. Oh, for the love of God. Oh, this
and
is
now
the first.
Andy's going to eat smelt. No, what is it? What did I say it was? It's sprats. Sprats.
It's a kind of fish. It seems to be in a tin.
Yes, what was I thinking? It's smoked bristling sardines.
Jeff, have you ever had these?
No, and it smells
with
bad.
Olive oil and salt.
Can I pay Jeff $200 right now to do it for me? I'll pledge to the station.
You're trying to buy your way out of these stunts?
Like they did in the Civil War.
No. No. I protest. You must eat the scrod or the sprats.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Do I have to hold it up for the camera?
Yeah. Hold it up for the webcam. Here you go, Jeff. You can give it.
People eat this and don't die?
Absolutely.
I'm really going to throw
it's
up.
It's sardines. Come on. This is nothing.
If I was that guy. Oh, it smells terrible. I can't do it.
Turn around and face the camera.
If I was that guy
turn
on the Castaway Island.
Prove to the people
I'd be
watching.
Dead in a week.
Prove to the people watching at home that you are eating the sardine. We are into round two here.
Oh, my God. I need some water. I'm not kidding. I need some water.
Can somebody get water for Andy, please?
Yeah. I need, and also, Jeff.
And the phones are dead. Come on.
Jeff, while you're out there, is there someone that could hypnotize me? I need to be hypnotized. For the love of God.
When we hit another $500 mark.
There's no one calling.
No.
It's over.
Isn't.
This is the worst of it.
Go ahead.
No one is calling.
Go ahead, do it. Eat your sardine. Eat your goddamn sardine already.
I'm good. I'm good. I have water.
You're killing us here.
I don't
know.
Why? Because I'm not eating? Because I'm stalling?
Yeah, because you're stalling.
I really don't want to. Okay. You better turn off the mic. I'm going to be cursing.
There's a dump button. Don't worry about it.
I can't do it.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Jeez, oh, Pete Almighty.
You're killing the whole concept here. Yes! Okay. Andy has downed a sardine.
Oh, God. No. Anything but. I don't want the petting zoo. I don't want to go crowd surfing again. I don't want anything here. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, yes.
No.
It
oh,
is.
No.
Andy is losing his beard and mustache.
Oh, no.
Beth, your dream has come true.
Oh, honey.
Oh. Oh, we need newspaper. We need newspaper.
Yeah,
on the
because
floor.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, and we've completed another round, and Liz has that bounce in her step again.
Oh, wait, how can I get a fade also?
Oh, it's a wonderful.
No, don't give me a fade and that. Come on. Ken, I'll look like a complete dork. No, not a fade and that. No.
Who are you meeting tomorrow? They've probably never seen you before.
They've never seen me.
They've never seen you. What do they know? Oh, and people will be able to see Andy get the fade. And a freshly clean face.
Yeah.
Freshly shaved face. I can't even talk anymore.
Oh, for the love
Beth
of God.
Beth from Madison says Andy should spin.
Wait, that's Beth?
I believe you're related to her.
Yeah. Oh, Beth, what are you doing?
So you spin.
No, it's the top.
No. The top two people.
Oh, Ken, I've had enough.
The top two people.
The beard and the mustache is enough. I give up.
Okay.
You win. No, that's still up. That's right.
Beard and mustache, right.
You win. Can you win? Oh, so
we
I have to shave.
1 minute to go. $610. 1 minute to go here.
Oh, brother. Say, oh, I don't want to shave.
I hear one phone ringing.
You know, I've only shaved once since high school. It was on a dare from my daughter, Rachel.
Really?
Yeah, I really hated it, but I couldn't say no. Oh, this is going to be bad. I'm going to scare my little girl. I have a little baby. She won't know who I am.
Oh, no, she'll like the new Andy better.
She won't.
She will.
She'll be scared of the front of me because I'll be clean shaven. She'll be scared of the back of me because I'll have those letters in my head. She'll be scared of both sides of me.
There we go. Andy's spinning the wheel. Every $1,000 from here on in, we spin the wheel. 800-989-9368. Oh, it's looking good. And it's shoe water.
Shoe? So I'm drinking out of your shoe?
Yes, you're drinking out of my shoe. Jeff.
Oh, get it over with.
Jeff, we need the water.
Who? Now, wait. Who said Andy should spin? And I thanked him. That's the thing. Can I take back a thank you?
This is courtesy of Matthew in Brooklyn.
The thank you is negated, and I replace it with a go to hell.
And here's my shoe.
Oh, for the love of God.
And here's some water.
And now you're, oh, for the love of God.
I'm just going to.
Oh, my God.
Do you want me to pour the water in the shoe?
Pour the water, but not much. Not much.
No, not much at all.
Oh, for the love of God.
What are you complaining about? I have to put on a wet shoe after you drink out of it. There you go. 800-989-9368.
This is.
You can watch Andy drink the shoe water on the webcam at WFMU.org.
You know what's worse? How humiliating this is. That it's your shoe.
Oh, the next one is.
Oh, my God.
Rob,
I can't do it.
Go, what do you mean you can't do
Jeff, it? I'll pay you $1,000 to do this for me.
Ooh!
No. Take it. No, wait. I'll drink it. Hold on. Oh, my God. I can't do it. Kenny, I can't do this.
What do you mean you can't do it? You did it last year.
I did?
Yeah.
Out of your shoe?
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, I was a younger man then. I had nothing to live for.
That's a relatively new, clean pair of shoes for me.
Oh, good, because mine stink. I've been wearing mine all winter.
I look forward to drinking water from your shoe.
Okay, listen, I need something to wash this down. Give me some clean. Can I get, like,
can
a
you
bottle
get a
of water? Like a real cup of real
cup,
water?
A real cup of water. You can
water that, say, hasn't been in Ken's shoe recently. Oh, my God.
Come on,
this is horrible.
You are dragging this out.
All right. Just stop screaming at me.
And bottoms up. Andy is drinking the shoe water. Very good.
Oh, Jesus.
And now I have to put on a wet shoe. And the second spin of the night.
I can't even look.
Oh,
I can't
let's
even
hope
look.
Peanut butter
what
underwear.
Are you hoping for?
I'm hoping for peanut butter underwear, my friend. And it could be.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, it's a crowd surf.
So these people have to catch me?
Yes. So we must assemble in the phone room into a mosh pit. And you did
when
this.
When will it come up for Ken? The man, the boss. How many of you have problems with your boss, have issues with your boss? Here's a chance to take it out on somebody and help WFMU. He's a tyrant. Field Marshal Friedman, that's what they call him behind his back.
Yes, Field Marshal Friedman, who has a health plan that pays 100% of all of his full-time employees' health benefits. 100%.
And what's the most you could pay on a health benefit?
What do you pay for your employees' health benefits at Monk?
I don't even tell them about health benefits.
Yeah, I heard
They don't even mention health benefits. I'm hoping they never hear about that whole idea.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard it was in the non-existent digits, your health care plan. Okay. We are ready to go with the crowd surf.
I understand Mussolini had a great health care plan, too. What does that mean?
800-989-9368.
People hate him here. They hate the boss. Everyone hates their boss. Ken, bring the man down a peg. Oh, now I have to crowd surf. Let's get the guys up at least front, okay?
Come on, Andy. We're ready for the crowd surf.
Can they do it? Is that
oh, absolutely. Look at them. Come on, everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Yeah, stand on it. There you go. Oh, they're fine. They're fine. Look at them. Everybody crowd together. It's an experienced mosh pit, Andy. You want me to hold your glasses?
No.
You could turn around. Turn around. It's probably safer. That way nobody will poke you in the eye.
And a little girl shall lead us. This guy's not even trying.
Do it, Andy, do it.
I really don't want to. Oh, gee. Okay, catch me. Catch me, you
go. Yay!
And Andy's up in the air being held up. Yay!
Thank you very much.
And that's how we do it. Andy has crowd surf.
I can't even look. I really don't even want to look. I really don't want to look. Can you tell me what it is? Oh, no, it's good. Keep going. Keep, oh, no! Oh, no! I don't
waterboard.
Believe it.
Waterboard.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Waterboard.
I can't believe it. Beth, I always loved you.
Waterboard came up.
Bethy, I love you. Hug the kids.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe it, Kenny.
I can't believe it either.
Oh, I wanted it to be you instead of me.
Well, there's
I'd
still
much
a chance.
Rather it be you instead of me. Oh, no. Everyone's grabbing ropes now. Hold on. Oh, no.
Hey, can somebody get the Budweiser jug and fill it with water? I actually...
Don't fill it with water.
Yes.
Who said fill it?
Fill it with water. And you guys take him out there and tie him down. These are the two. No. You got to take him outside. Take him out back.
Who's going to be? Where are you going to be?
I'm joining you out there. Don't begin waterboarding, Andy, until I'm out there.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This is not good.
You guys, don't begin waterboarding,
really
Andy.
Scary.
You're tuned into the marathon waterboarding episode of 7 Second Delay, and Andy Breckman is now being led away by two hooded specialists who I rented for the evening from a black CIA site in Budapest. Not Budapest. It was Romania. Andy's being walked out onto the back porch now, where I will join him momentarily, and we will begin the waterboarding. Hopefully somebody can talk into the mic. All right, I hear them outside. I hear them outside, and I'm going to run out there and join them.
Andy.
Here we are on the back porch.
Oh, God.
And Andrea, I'm on mic now. And I can't hear you, Andrea, I'm sorry to say, so I'm just going to have to kind of be talking nonstop. You might want to remove any electrical devices, your cell phone, any electrodes.
I think I got most of the electrodes. This is the opposite of fun, whatever that is. This is
so waterboarding.
Cool. Yeah, it's waterboarding. I thought there'd be like a slip and slide on a hill in a backyard. This is not what I thought at all.
So you need to get your...
I understand. I'm now going into the sit-up position on this board.
I love it when the crowd laughs. It's kind
of...
It's kind of like...
horrible.
It's kind of like the...
What's going to be over my face? I'm really freaked out.
It's like the sound on Jesus Christ Superstar as Jesus is dying on the cross. And that's just what it's like. Go ahead.
In our continuing coverage of the war on terror.
Go ahead. You lay down.
I'm a Jewish boy. I just feel like I should be doing this. All right.
Lay down.
Oh, man. Why are you enjoying this?
I'm not enjoying this. I'm not enjoying...
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
no.
Jesus, no. I thought that was...
Now, can you... No, wait.
Jesus, no. Oh,
Jesus, you can tap him, right? You can tap him.
God. Oh, Jesus, no. Oh, this is terrible. This is really freaky. Kenny, this is so freaky. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh, my God, that's
okay, we're back in the studio. Andy Breckman has just suffered the first waterboarding incident in WFMU history. Andy, can you describe the experience?
The anticipation was horrific.
Yeah.
And then the sensation, I really did have a couple of seconds where my brain just kind of snapped.
Really?
It's a real fear. It's a real terror. This primal terror.
Wow.
Because the water kind of was going up.
Yeah.
Up my nostrils.
Well, I'm kind of looking forward to it now.
Oh, I can't wait till you do it. It's now my life's dream for you to be out there. So you're spinning. Is it your turn?
Yes, it's my turn.
I'm not happy about this. The wheel is spinning. The wheel is spinning. There goes the email address.
American Pie.
There goes the sucker punch. If it's sucker punch, they're just going to leap right now and attack you right now. American Pie. No, no.
Oh,
oh no, it's the kiss.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Wow. So Andy and I have to kiss. And you, Andy, already told me that he was going to pretend that I was his beloved wife.
Who are you going to think about?
I'm going to think about you. That's all I got to do.
I can't do it.
You can't?
I can't do it.
You have to do it.
I do?
What does he have to do to get out of it?
Peck on the cheek?
I'd say you have to pledge $1,000.
No, I won't pledge $1,000.
It would cost $1,000 for the spin. I think you have to pledge $1,000 to get out of it. It only makes sense.
I'm not going to pledge $1,000.
Why not?
I can't then do that.
Then you have to kiss
I don't want
me.
To do either.
I will keep my tongue in my mouth.
Is there any way at all to keep your tongue in that drawer across the room?
No.
I don't want to even think about this.
If you want out of this kiss, you have to pledge $1,000.
I can't pledge $1,000. I can't do either
My wife just pledged $500.
I can't pledge either one.
Because I got wife pledged.
Why don't you pledge $1,000?
No.
Why don't you pledge $500? We'll split it.
No.
Let's
we
just
have to
do
kiss.
This.
We
Let's
have
just
to
get
kiss.
It over with.
Okay.
Let's just do it. Close
Come
your
here.
Eyes. I can't even do it. No pictures. Oh, don't.
No, no,
oh, you take off your glasses? Did you take off your glasses?
I did take off.
Oh, my God. What is that about? You're into it. Why did you take off your glasses?
Because you're wearing glasses. And if we're both wearing glasses, our mouth will
That's the only protection we have. The glasses.
Okay.
Put your glasses on.
I got my glasses on.
I'm thinking about you, Bethy.
And Andy, I just want to say that...
Shut up. Just shut up. Just do it.
I just want to say... What I wanted to tell you
just
was that... The iPhone that you got me for my birthday present, it's the best present.
No, no, shut up. Don't feel any gratitude right now.
It's the best present anybody ever got
shut
for
up.
Me
no,
in my entire
up.
Life.
Oh, don't just...
And I wanted to say thank you.
Okay, good, let's go.
Oh, God. Okay.
Was that so terrible?
My worst fear has been realized. I kind of liked it. Oh, I didn't spin it far enough. I'm not even going to look. I don't want
to. And
I'm
Quinn, what does it say? Where did the spin come out?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Can
oh,
you
it's,
see that?
It's a
Body
good one.
Shot.
Body shot!
What?
Oh, man.
How much does that cost? What would it cost to get past this?
$750.
Wait, let me think.
What this means.
Wait, Ken, I'm thinking.
What body.
Let Ken, me get, I've got a big decision here.
I just want to explain to the listeners what body shot means.
$750.
It means that I lay down.
I'm going to write a check.
And I put a shot of Coca-Cola in my navel.
Everything's horrible.
And Andy
so
Breckman
far.
Then has to suck it out of my navel.
Oh, this is
he has to drink it out of my navel. No big deal. It's worse for me.
Or.
You have to slurp. Soda out of my navel.
Or $750.
Yeah. And also, $750, and then I spin the wheel right away, because that's how far away we are from the next spin. But right now, Andy has to do a shot out of my navel. Oh, but he's too busy answering his phone.
No.
Yeah. And thank you, Nick from Lyndhurst. And are we ready to do the navel shot?
Where do we do this, Ken?
We do it over there. That's why I put the tarp down.
Why don't you do this? You get yourself all ready. You lie down. You pour some Coke in your navel, and I'll meet you over there.
I don't like that.
I don't think I want to see the preparation. Come on, and I'll chat. I'll do a monologue.
All right, how about this?
I'll do like a Gene Shepherd thing here. I'll just go. I'll just talk about my childhood.
I'm opening up the Coke.
I guess the worst Hanukkah I ever had was the Hanukkah I didn't get my BB gun.
Yeah.
I'll just do a little monologue.
I have to take my shirt off again.
My dad got a lamp. It was shaped like a lady's leg. And then I put my tongue against a frozen cold pole of some kind. Got stuck to it. And then I was in a Christmas show at the school. And then Hanukkah came and I didn't get the BB gun. But then I did get the BB gun. And that was the best Hanukkah ever.
Okay, Andy.
And that's
we're ready for your shot.
The making of a classic. Oh, now Ken's on the floor.
Come and do your shot.
Oh, this is just the worst.
Come on. Can somebody get a little glass? I don't want to like pour this into my navel from the can. I prefer to have
Oh, that's some. It's that come to this. Good. Just put it on the ground there.
Wait, a quick note to my kids if they're listening. Please, this is Daddy. Turn off the radio, kids. Listen to the tone of my voice. You turn this radio off now.
Josh, this is the money shot for the animated GIF right here. This is the one that that's going to go viral. Andy sucking Coca-Cola out of my navel. Andy's walking over. I'm laying down by the spiral stairs outside Studio B. You're not on mic. Just remember, you're not on mic. I'm on mic. But Andy says he has nothing to say, so it's fine. No, no straw. You suck it out. Yeah. That's a body shot.
I was at Boston University for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I know how to do a body shot.
No, seriously, you got a straw. You got a sanitary straw. All right, I'll do it.
Oh my God! Did you? What? Oh God, Kenny! Andrew, what would this cost?
I think we're $750. $750 away.
Okay.
Come on. I'm now pouring it in. There it is. Only a little bit. Only a little. There it is. There it is, just a tiny little bit of soda pop
in
my navel.
Stop enjoying it. I mean it, Ken.
I'm not enjoying it.
I can see the smile. That makes me, oh, God.
You're trying to make me laugh so it shakes out of my navel. That's cheating. All right, the glasses are off.
Shut up. I'm begging you to shut up.
Okay.
I'm begging you to show. I can't do it. I just won't do it.
You have to do it.
The nose is gonna get in the
you
way.
Cannot destroy hope.
Are you
once,
mad at yourself?
Once you destroy hope, there's nothing.
Are you enjoying this? Seriously.
I'm not.
Father, are you?
I'm not really.
How dare you? Why are you laughing?
Andy's coming down for the body
shot. I can't
shot.
Do it. I just can't. I'm gonna
go. Just don't $750
to end the whole show. Give me a number to end this marathon. Give me a number. What's your goal in the marathon?
I think we're like $450,000 or $350,000 away from the goal, something like
think.
That.
Let me think. $450,000? All right.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Get in there.
I can't do it.
Andy's delaying. I'm laying on the ground with Coca-Cola in my stomach.
Right.
In and out.
Just do it. Just get it over with.
Yeah!
Oh, that sucked.
I gotta say that was the most anemic sucking action.
The saddest moment, the applause.
We're spinning for me this time. Keep
calling. Oh, what a good time to be Andy.
Keep calling.
This is a great time to be Andy. What a bad time to be Ken.
9-8.
Oh, what a good time to be Andy. Shoe water, please. Xerox butt. Hell yeah. That's why God made the internet. You're running upstairs to get your butt on the internet.
Okay, but nobody's allowed upstairs.
Now you have all these rules. Where did that rule come from?
You have to keep up a lively patter while
what?
I run upstairs. You and Andrea can talk while I run upstairs.
Talk about what?
Metropolitan Diary.
Okay, sure. We got lots to talk about. You just go.
Give out the
you don't worry
numbers.
About us. So, Andrea, do you think it's a big hairy ass?
You
think there'll be warts? How many pimples? Let's bet right now how many pimples on the website.
This is making me feel really awkward.
Yeah. Let's just bet.
Okay. I vote for it being a Xerox copy. I think it's going to come
back.
Yeah,
it's going to be a Xerox copy, but how many pimples on that tush?
E.
Yeah.
E.
Yeah, E means four, doesn't it?
I don't know if I should say this with this dog in the room.
Now, Hank, you can't bet. His wife can't bet on this. I'm going to say two pimples.
Maybe seven? The show's 7 second delay.
Seven pimples?
Yeah.
On Ken's tush?
7 seconds.
Oh, this is the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into today. This is good radio, honey.
And here he comes. How? That was fast. Done, did you do it?
Done and done.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Is my crack not there?
Yeah, that's...
Does
that's
it not it. Count?
Yeah, that'll be it. That's it. Yeah. What are all these trees doing on that hill? Oh, wait, that's your hair.
Okay, we have the next round here.
Wait, is that the end of our little round?
That's the end of that
round. That happened too fast. That's the end of the round?
That's the end of that round.
We hit $1,000?
It's a double mouse pledge. Oh, come on, peanut butter underwear. Come on.
Wait, why did I make fun of these guys? Wait, I love our listeners.
Yeah,
wait, can I reverse myself now? Is it too late?
Yeah, you're going to say that
I respect them. I admire them.
No, you can
it's why I do this show. It's to bring a little sunshine into their dreary little lonely hippie lives.
In fact, you don't wipe your butt with $5 bills, right? Not at all. You use $10 bills.
I'm so unhappy.
This is Andy's spin.
I'm so unhappy.
We spin the wheel every $1,000.
Oh, I'm so unhappy.
And the top pledge in each round determines who spins. Wasabi.
I have to eat wasabi?
Wasabi.
All right, I need some more water.
Oh.
Jeff, I need to wash it down.
Here. Jeff, we need you in here. We need the wasabi.
And none of that shoe water.
And, Nick the Bard eats dog biscuits and wasabi all the time.
Does he?
Yeah, and he recommended that what you do with the wasabi is don't chew it.
I don't even know what wasabi is.
Yeah, it's just a mild spice kind of thing. Does Andy need water?
Don't I have to put it on a cracker or something?
No, you put it on a spoon and you just swallow
what
it.
What the hell are you talking about? What is it?
It's like horseradish.
Andy, you don't put it on a cracker?
Andy's, no. I mean, if we had it.
Is this all the water I'm getting?
Give Andy some more water. He's definitely going to need some water.
Oh, God. I've never
Here, can
had
I put it.
It
on the spoon for you? You really don't want to use too much or too little.
What is it? Tell me what wasabi
is. It's horseradish. Is it? Is that not right? It's horseradish, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Right. A little pea-sized piece of wasabi.
Why aren't people putting your name on these cards? I give and I give.
Maybe
I don't have to come.
I have some respect
every
for the
week.
Listeners.
You're here every Wednesday. I'm in my car. I'm driving an hour. And wait, the story's not done. And then I have to drive an hour home. What a pain in the neck. Why isn't your name on these cards?
My name was on a card. I Xeroxed my butt. You got it right there in front of you.
I don't know. I don't.
Don't chew it. Don't slosh it around.
I think the casino is rigged somehow.
Try to get it in the back of your throat.
I've got that bad vibe.
For the love of God, Andy, just swallow it as quickly as you can.
Really?
Just so the show can continue.
All right.
Andy's taking the wasabi, and he's downing it, and
oh,
it's
geez.
In there.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez, oh, Pete. That's like wasabi or something. Oh, man, that's not good. That's what they call bad. Oh, man.
Nick the Bard just called you a big baby. How does that feel?
Oh, man. I don't even know. I can't feel anything. Oh, man.
The WFMU office staff just pledged.
That's what they call awful.
$4. Got a $4 pledge here from the WFMU office staff asking me to please Windex the photocopier after the show is over.
Yeah, not a bad suggestion.
American pie.
Is that what you're hoping for?
That's what I'm praying for.
You've never
sung during the finale.
Well, there's good reason for it. Oh, Taser. Oh, we almost made Lower Tattoo. Taser. Wait, am I getting Taser?
You're getting Taser.
No, you're getting Taser.
No, you're getting
no,
Taser.
No, it says Taser. I handle the Taser.
No, you get Taser.
And the word Taser came up.
Yes, and now you
so
get
So I reach for the Taser. You mean I spin, it says Taser, and you reach for the Taser?
You get Tasered.
It doesn't say Tasered.
It's all shorthand.
All right. Yes. On my finger?
Yeah, your finger. Just put your finger out. We have to get a nice... We have to get on mic here.
What if I have a heart attack?
No, you won't have a heart attack.
No. Just... All right.
Okay,
but turn it on low. Turn it on stun.
Okay, I'll put it on low. You ready?
No.
No, hold your hand out.
No.
I got tasered last year.
Did it hurt?
No. Ready?
Yeah. Ah! Jeez, OP.
There we go.
Hey, I almost said my catchphrase.
Wow.
Oh, man. Ow. Jeez. That's...
Stunk.
What are you gonna do? You stuck.
It's a Piggly Wiggly. It's people when they get tired of cow tipping, they go out Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, you know what? If the pig comes up, you have to do something to that pig.
Oh no, video confession. Is
All
that
right.
me?
That's you.
I have to do it.
We have to do a video confession right now.
Wait, and you're gonna upload it on YouTube?
Yeah, I'm gonna record it right on my iPhone right now. Video confession. You have to confess to a crime.
We are ready for your video confession.
Okay.
Do you need to think about this?
No, I know. I know what I want to say.
Okay, great. Because, you know, you kind of portray yourself as a law and order kind of guy. Would never do anything wrong. I did fall from grace.
I did fall from grace. There was...
Wait. I haven't started videotaping yet.
Fine.
Okay, go ahead.
You're going to upload this?
Yes.
Do I have to identify myself?
Yes, you do.
Hello, my name is Ken Friedman.
You're weaseling out of it.
In what way?
You're not saying your actual name.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, I sometimes confuse you and me. I'm sorry. It was an honest mistake. My name is Andy Breckman. Years and years and years ago, I was living with my ex-wife in the city, and we were broke, living month to month, week to week, really, and we received a check by accident from a royalty company. There was a mix-up because someone was due some money, and they had the same last name as my... I guess the same name, first and last name, as my then wife, and we debated about whether to cash the check, and I'm not proud of this, but we did cash the check, and I've always felt bad about it.
How large was the check?
I believe it was for $600, which I believe technically makes it a felony.
Felony. So you stole $600.
The statute of limitations is long past.
And the person you stole $600 from, she was a musician, a writer?
Probably, in my mind, she was a frail, blind old lady, and I'm racked with guilt about it. So I'm not proud of this, and there's my confession. And
how might she track you down now?
Ken Friedman.
How might she track you down now?
Well, hopefully, God willing, if there's a God in heaven, she's long gone. She's dead, and/or she will never see this. But thank you very much, and I hope you land on the same thing soon.
Okay. That's Andy Breckman's video confession. It will be up on YouTube later tonight.
What if it's another whirly? What if it's another whirly? What if it's another whirly? What if it's another whirly?
Mousetrap!
No, it's right on the line!
No, it's not on the line. It's Mousetrap. You're lucky. Be grateful that
I have them on my finger. Oh, no, I can't do it. Ken, I really can't. Ken, I really can't do it.
This was your idea.
Ken, I know, but I thought it would be you.
That's what I find so funny. That's why I'm enjoying it so much, is you actually thought that I was going to. Here, can I give you a suggestion on the mousetrap?
What? What?
Use the fleshy part of your finger.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Your finger has a nail side and a fleshy side.
Yeah. Oh, why don't you show me, Ken? Demonstrate to me.
Go ahead. I might accidentally do it.
Oh,
you know.
Damn. Operation Get Ken to Do It First didn't seem to work.
This is
just so stunning.
This is really kind of hard.
Well, somebody pledge some real grown-up money. Why can't my fans cough up a little money? Put the word Ken on the damn card. Make Ken... spin the damn spinner. Oh, you can't get the mousetrap to work?
No, I got it.
What?
I got it.
Oh, no.
Just use the fleshy part of your finger. What's the big deal? 800-989-9368.
I don't want to.
You're on.
I don't want to. What if I wrote you a check for $100? $110?
Oh, you want like pollution credits now, like all your Republican buddies? No. 800-989-9368. Just choose your fattest
finger. What if I paid a hippie, one of our phone monkeys, to do it? I will pay a phone monkey $20 to do this in my state.
They're all saying they won't do it. They're all saying they won't do it. I'll give you a pollution credit, $200. No, don't touch it. No, you just pick your fattest finger, right, and then nail side down. I might recommend your thumb. That's what I would recommend. Yeah, your thumb. There you go. Just pop it right down there.
Weird angle.
Yeah, you could use your whole hand. Sure.
Oh.
Every $500, we have to spin the wheel. You decide who spins by making a high pledge. Oh!
Damn! It
hurt. Did it break? Did you draw blood?
No, it like really pinched.
Yeah, it hurt. This was your idea. I didn't want to have the mouse trap.
Damn!
The mouse trap was your idea.
Ow!
Okay.
This is horrible. Wait, Ken, seriously. Ken, seriously, let's just rethink a lot of this.
Every $500 we spin the wheel. If we hit $7,000 in the next 15 minutes, Andy Breckman,
it's an annoying sound,
gets his nipple pierced,
but it's not as annoying.
Stage.
It's not as annoying as Ken's voice.
Oh, another video confession.
I can't do another one.
Yeah, so spin again.
Okay, I don't have, because it's the only thing I ever did wrong.
Yeah. Oh, the only thing you ever did wrong.
Oh, I didn't know my kids were listening.
Yeah, like True Identity never existed.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing about something else. Spin again. Oh, do I have to? Oh, this is just, there's no end to it. Yeah, I mean, the only good thing about these repeated spins is it sounds better than your voice.
Yes. Thank you, Kate from Brooklyn.
Thanks, Kate. And where does this land? Andy sings Vincent.
All right!
Oh, no.
Yes!
Oh, no!
Yes!
Oh, no. I have to drive in?
Yes.
I can't do it by phone?
No, you cannot do it by phone. Somebody alert Scott Williams and the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia. They have a new song to learn.
Oh, no, wait. Can I do it by Skype?
No, you cannot.
Do you know what Skype is?
I do know what Skype is. It doesn't work because there's a delay and you'll be out of sync with the band.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'll throw everything off, wouldn't it?
Yes, it will.
Hate to be out of sync with the band.
Oh, so at the marathon finale at Maxwell's this Sunday night, Andy Breckman will be singing for the very first time. He will be singing a Don McLean song, Vincent.
Is that the one that begins Story Night?
Yes. It's
well,
also,
then
also
I lucked out. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And it has something to say, too.
Yeah.
The world will never appreciate madmen and geniuses like Vincent van Gogh. Listen to the lyrics, Ken. It's fun to smirk and be snarky about it, but it's a beautiful, beautiful song.
What kind of orchestration would you like?
I don't know.
You want it to be faithful?
Ken, you've got me. Congratulations. You've got me dreading the weekend.
Can we get a
congratulations. I have to drive home from Boston and then put the kids to bed and then get in the car and go sing Vincent.
Oh, I would love to see you singing it with a harp player. Can we take something off and say that you have to sing it in a tutu with a harp player?
No, that's
you mean instead stupid. Of you mean yeah, take, you'd rather pleasure a pig. That's stupid.
All right, thank you, Brian and Jay. We're going to have another exciting Hoof and Mouth Symphonia set. But first, my good friend Andy Breckman would like to come on stage and show off his exotic collection of livestock pornography. Andy Breckman. Here you go, Andy. This is your microphone. I trust you will use it with the improper technique that we all love you for so much. Here.
Thanks, Kenneth. It's nice to put your faces to your names finally. I thought Ken had made up all your names. So it's nice to meet you. How's the marathon going? How close are you, Ken?
We're $58,000 away from the goal.
Wow, that's great, Ken.
Yeah. You know what that means is that whatever amount
I know what it means. Right now you've covered all your operating expenses, and with the last $58,000, you can afford to send Brian to Best Buy and maybe buy some great classic rock CDs.
I thought you were going to make a jacuzzi joke, so thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ken.
Yeah, no problem.
No one knows what you're talking about, Ken.
What have you got on your phone there? Oh,
I have the lyrics to...
More about pornography.
I have the lyrics to Vincent, otherwise known as Story Night, because, as some of you might know, last week on the show, I lost a bet, but, you know, as soon as I walked in here and saw all your smiling faces and felt all the love, you know what I said to myself? I won that bet. But then when I heard the music you were playing, I said, no, I lost that bet.
Piggly Wiggly!
Yeah, Piggly Wiggly. Piggly Wiggly.
And of course, I know what Piggly Wiggly is a reference to, but for all my friends here who don't, why don't you explain?
That was also on the table. If we had raised a certain amount, it was we were offering to bring a live pig into the studio and manually pleasure that pig.
Yes. Well, if it was a male pig.
Yes. Or, well, female pig if we had enough time.
And that was your idea.
That was my idea.
Yes.
Hey, can you guess who the drunk one is? That's kind of the fun when Ken and I are together to try to guess.
All right, so we're about to do a song by your favorite singer-songwriter, Don McLean.
Yes.
We are $58,000 away from our goal. Help us get there by midnight.
Right, because Ken's kids go to private schools, right, Ken?
No, not
tuition's
anymore.
A bitch, right, Ken?
Nope.
Please, people.
Yeah,
Harry's... The public schools in Hoboken are just awful. Please.
Harry's in public school.
Harry's in public school.
Yeah.
I walked in. I looked to my right. Ken's on stage in a pig nose and wings. I looked to my left. There are his two children.
A pig nose.
Isn't that a pig nose?
Do you have any idea what I am?
Oh, you're a winged
Who
monkey.
Who is the Lord and Master of the Winged Monkeys?
Okay.
Okay.
Ken, seriously, let's get this over with.
Okay, are you satisfied?
No joking around. Here we go.
Well, this is great because Andy Breckman can't sing, and I haven't picked up a guitar in 25 years.
Okay. This is Ken Friedman on guitar. Oh, God. This is really happening. Okay. Starry, starry night.
No, hang on. I like that chord. And I was going to just, like, strum that chord.
Okay, fine, Ken, go.
Like Sid Barrett.
Fine.
You know, just...
Yeah.
Strummed the chord all night long.
No one knows that reference, Ken.
Okay, let's start over.
Okay. Damn that wheel of fate. Okay. Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to Don McLean. How you suffered for your sanity. How you tried to set them free. They would not listen. They did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now.
Okay, you are off the hook.
Thank you very much. Keep pledging. Thank you all.
What a sport, Andy Breckman. I'd like to invite the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia back on stage. Andy Breckman's gone now. It's safe to come back up. Please join Andy Breckman and I at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Wednesday, March 23rd, when he will have his nipple pierced live on stage.
You've been listening to a special Christmas edition of 7 Second Delay, consisting of years and years of historic WFMU marathon spins of the Wheel of Fate on 7 Second Delay. Stay tuned for 2 hours of Honky Tonk Radio Girl with Becky. First hour filling in for Matt Fiveash. Second hour is hers. They're both hers, actually. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Christmas is a little bit of music. Santa bring my mashed potato record today.
Yeah, I don't want to snow.
Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. You know, hope you're having a good winter and all that. My name's Becky, and I am usually known as the Honky Tonk Radio Girl. Tonight, I'm very happy to be hosting for a two-hour slot from now until 9 p.m. here on WFMU 91.1. FM and WFMU.org. And I'm joining you this Christmas night. I'm hoping that you all are, you know, either in the middle or winding towards the end of a Christmas party, maybe. I'm not going to do 2 hours of Christmas music just because, man, you know, by Christmas Day, it almost feels like a letdown because there's been so much Christmas overload, but I am going to play my favorite Christmas songs, the beginning and the end of the show, and then in between, just a lot of songs that I either discovered this year or got very into this year that brought me joy and hopefully will bring you joy. They're from all different genres, so expect some surprises if you're used to listening to my show, which is all 50s to 70s country music for the most part. The other thing that we're going to do over these 2 hours is I was given a book recently called Straight from the Fridge Dad, which is a dictionary of hipster slang, not current hipster slang, because okay, boomer, that's about all I know. But this is the kind of stuff that I'm all about. So this is mid-century hipster slang. So we're going to weave this throughout the evening. And, you know, I'll say right now that this show is already slated for Crashville. But hopefully our friends of the Temptations can fix that for us. Here's their version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which just celebrated its 80th anniversary, by the way. And last night I was at a concert that was hosted by the son of the man who wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, along with many of the most famous Christmas songs. They're a Jewish family that lived on West 11th Street in the West Village. But here's the Temptations version on the Gordy label. You're listening to WFMU.
You know, there's dashing and dancing and prancing and vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.